Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and we are at the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce. We want to thank our friends for hosting us, but especially the man behind Cape Cod Radio Entrepreneurs, Glenn Matthew from Merrill Lynch Cape Cod. We want to thank him for arranging everything and my team as well. This is also a special time for me. Rare for my son to sit in the studio and listen to one of our interviews. I won't mention his name because he likes to be inconspicuous. But our next guest is Emilios Rigas of Centerville Cleaners. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Thank you very much. Emilios, tell us about Centerville Cleaners.
We came from Quincy, Mass to Cape Cod, and we bought Centerville Cleaners in 1993. My wife and me, and at that time we had, it was two stores, and we grew up to four stores right now, and takes a long days and a very hard work to be done.
Right.
We have, out of the four stores, one, it's a full equipment store, who we doing everything there, our own. And the other three, they are dry stores, they call them, with no equipment. So everything is getting together every afternoon, transferred to the main plant. 2 days, they are back again to the other stores.
Wow. Now, why did you start your own business?
I love chemistry.
Really?
And dry cleanings, it's nothing else than chemistry. So when I first came from Greece here, and I'm original from Athens, Greece, I came here and I was working, doing installations for dry cleaning stores, all the equipments, and I went to school and I learned how to clean garments. And then I found out there's nothing else than chemistry there.
Right.
So the way I was working, everybody said I was the perfect person for the dry cleaners. So the opportunity came 1993.
You had been saving your money?
We were saving some money, not much.
Yeah.
But the guy who was selling, he was a Greek fellow, and he helped us out tremendously. And we bought the stores from him, and we was working there for about 15 hours a day to 17 hours, my wife and me, and my two kids, they grew up inside.
And they're in the business too?
One she's into the business, and hopefully the plan is for her and the husband to get the business from us. And my other daughter, she's committed to work with the needy kids, and she's working on a high school in Charm. And now she's ready to get married. The husband, he's working in school, so they have no intent to come to the business.
So I hope this is a fair question. A lot of people come to the Cape in the summer. So let's say they're originally from the Boston area. They're used to using dry cleaners in the suburbs of Boston, we'll say, and they come down to this and they use and they go to Centerville Cleaners. Are they going to find a difference between your store and what they're used to back home in the winter?
I hope they do. First of all, my commitment to the customers is for myself to greet them, everybody coming into the store with a big smile, be fair with them, and for myself to be educated so I can help them out as much as possible by removing as much as possible the stains on the clothes, and also the clothes to look like brand new. Takes a long time to do that kind of commitment to your customers, and also you have to be educated yourself all the time. I'm not gonna hesitate to say at least once a year, I'm going back to school to learn new techniques and new chemicals. So
you never stop?
No, no, sir. I never stop. And I always, I say, the customers, they're doing a favor to us coming into our stores.
Always.
always they doing a favor to us.
I agree with you.
So treat them like they are a royal person, and always with a big smile. Be fair to them. Always it will be back to you.
I'm going to go back to your chemistry question. The chemistry of dry cleaning, it's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. That's why I have to go constantly educate myself for that reason.
Because people wonder about the health of dry cleaning, but I know the technology, the science has changed dramatically.
It has been changed.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
It has been changed dramatically. It has changed from a dry cleaning to using about 200 to 300 gallons of chemical a year to using, to a month. It's down right now to 70 gallons a year. The industry has changed. The machine they have changed. The machines they have changed.
So its environmental impact.
Absolutely.
Is.
It's way, way better
like
than
what
it was 30,
of what it was
30 years ago.
It's 5% of what it was environmentally.
Absolutely. Again, it's all up to us as an individual owners to make sure our machinery is up to today and always they have the maintenance, the proper maintenance, so we can keep that in line. Every year we have to report to the state any environmental problems we have or how much of a chemical we're using and also how we try to improve our business.
So you have a few stores. Do you have plans to continue to grow?
That, to be honest with you, I would really like to leave them to my son-in-law. I'm going to help him out. There is room for improvements and also room to expand. Yes, I'm going to leave it up to him. He's young, he's aggressive. And the good thing with him is, and I like him, is he educates himself all the time too.
He's motivated.
Absolutely.
And continuously learning.
Yes.
Because it is a changing business.
It's a changing business, changing market. People, they're getting more busy. We have to, the old years where they was coming into the cleaners just to stay there for 10, 15 minutes, it's gone.
Right.
The young generation, they want either to come and go, throw a bag to us and leave him out of the store, keep everything into credit cards, into files. They don't have to wait. They
right.
don't have to deal with cash money. Just in and out
I'm like
as
that
fast
too.
As possible.
I'm like that too. I'm not in the dry cleaner 30 seconds.
Yes.
I just say my wife's name.
Neither that. Just the phone number you're out.
I just tell them, my phone number, my wife's name, and I walk out.
Yes.
It carries a lot of weight at a cleaner's.
And sometimes don't need that. They give you a bag
right.
with an ID number. You just give them the bag, walk out.
So I know there's a lot of companies that have been growing large in your industry. Is competition an issue on Cape Cod?
Well, competition makes us better.
Right.
I would love competition because that's the only way for us to try to be better and better.
Right.
And it is welcome. It is welcome. Don't forget, the sun is shining for everybody.
Right.
So it's up to us to be better and have the people coming into the store because we're doing a better job. We give them quality and we remove, because that's why it's our job, to remove as much as possible without compromise the fabric, the stains out.
Very nice. Can you tell our listeners before you go where they can find the stores?
We have four locations. One is in Hyannis on 82 Willow Avenue. The second one is in Centerville on 1663 Falmouth Road.
Right.
The third one is in Osterville, 770 Main Street. And the fourth one is up in Sandwich, which is on Route 6A and Tupper Road.
Nice. I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me here. Παρακαλώ. Thank you everybody for listening.
And I want to remind everyone that that is the charming Emilios Rigas of Centerville Cleaners. And thank again our friends over at Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.